America! F yeah! McDonald's! The Gap!
Bed Bath & Beyond!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Remember the Loot, episode 36. America! Show reminding you, terrorists can suck it. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty, alongside me, as always, is Big Daddy D, Resident Daryl.
Nick Tucker Dibs!
And T-Bird.
America! I don't know who I am.
America! Donald Trump!
If you're listening to this via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or watching this via YouTube... at youtube.com/officialprovengamer. We are literally recording this right after episode 35 because we will not be recording an episode on the weekend of 4th of July.
America!
America!
Do we have to start over to get you back in?
I don't know.
Mr. T!
I haven't actually tried. So we're playing some Broforce.
America!
This game is super awesome. I love it. There's so many 80s and 90s action film stars in it.
The tropes are real. The tropes are real.
Who am I now? Rambo.
You're Rambo.
So, yeah, we start the show off right with a toast.
Yeah, we'll do the right thing.
Yeah, I can't join. I tried.
All right, drop out.
Oh, yeah. American Monster.
There it goes.
Hail to the king, baby.
Oh, this week's toast is to
America.
America. I can't get it open. Right, there it goes.
America.
Land of the free and home of the big-titted women.
By my wife.
America. Yeah, I'm totally talking about my wife, too. I mean, talk about other women. Freaking nerds.
All right, let's do this thing. America, Broforce style.
Anytime now.
Oh, my bad.
You gotta press the start button, man.
And then I go back.
Okay. Start. All right. So, here, you go ahead and get this thing fired off. I got a little something to share for America.
Share it, Daryl.
Firework stories.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, my family gets together and shoots a ton of fireworks. You know what I mean? That is?
Wait, were you
one,
in versus?
One, sorry,
did I press versus?
Yeah.
My bad.
America.
America. That's my right as an American citizen. If I want to versus you terrorist Nazi scum.
So anyways, we shoot a ton of fireworks, all right? And for years and years and years and years, we all shoot them at each other. This is what you do, America. All right? So a few years back, this is before we had kids, my wife was at one of our, we were dating at the time. We might have been engaged, possibly married, question mark? Anyways. America!
Oh, God.
We freaking... We're throwing like little firecrackers at each other. And my wife was like, stop, you're going to hit me. I'm going to be mad, blah, blah, blah. My dad lights one up, and like the fuse dissipates in a second. And freaking, he threw it, and it blew it right in my wife's face.
Oh, no.
Luckily, no one was harmed.
Oh, my gosh. I remember one year, I believe it was 4th of July, we were throwing some whistling kitty chasers onto the roof.
Who's
produce?
Who's credonts?
Yep. With or without the scooter stick. And we threw one on the roof, and it's actually kind of funny. It was a similar story as my grandma came out there. And was like, y'all need to be careful because of such and such, and you're going to get... Put your eye out, kid, and it's going to fly in my hair, and I ain't going to be happy. And I won't bake you no more cookies, and you can suck it, America. And so, like, we were throwing them on the roof and watching them fly off and having a great time. Well, she comes running down the stairs, and one of them flies, and sure enough, lands right in her hair. And she takes off. She's screaming. And it, like,
you're back, America. Oh, God, you left me.
And it kind of, like, took a piece of her hair with her. And it blew up, like, not quite on her head, but, like, just far enough to where, like, she, I guess... got shell shock, and she went flying across the screen like a Like a 90s action film. No, that didn't happen. But she was traumatized. You would have thought we shot her with a Roman candle. Like, that's how
it was. Awesome.
What was it? A couple years ago, we were all at my uncle's house, and we put like bottle rockets in our friend Luke's butt. Shout out Tex Longhorn.
Yep.
And he took his shirt off. He took his shirt off, and he's a big guy, you know, very good looking man. And he had bottle rockets in his butt and sparklers in his hand with like a hat on, just spinning around in circles, just firing away, nope. Saying "America."
I died again. I suck.
They made that sound.
What about you, T-Bird? You got any good old American firework stories?
I had a firecracker blow up right beside my ear.
Ooh, ow.
I died.
That sucks. That's it.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Are we saving any babes in this game?
No, this ain't Duke Nukem. But we do save prisoners, and if we unlock enough, we unlock new people. Like Brohard!
Brohard joins the battle! Oh, that's not me.
Watch this. I can literally jump down here.
And teabag.
And I can...
Oh!
I think I can pick your dead body up.
Oh, snap. All right, well, this game is obviously filled with, like, crazy moments, like, awesome moments, I would say. I mean, so far, we've had some pretty cool stuff happen. But T-Bird has brought a topic to the podcast this week.
I don't remember this.
You're favorite back, you're alive now. Gaming moments. I'm alive, and I'm Brack.
And I'm dead.
I'm back.
No, wait, I'm no. dead. What happened?
This could definitely be a reoccurring topic we have on this show. Hey, look, it's Satan. Bam!
Basically, what is happening is whenever we get separated, we just die.
Basically. Yeah.
So, this might be a topic that's going to come up a lot.
Favorite gaming moments?
Yeah, there's a lot of awesome gaming moments, tons of games, right? So, we have to share one of our favorite gaming moments now.
And I died instantly.
Look at this. I'll go first. One of my all-time favorite gaming moments that is not in Resident Evil. Okay?
I know. Can
you believe it? Is the first time I was playing Stranglehold. One of my favorite games of all time.
Yeah.
And I...
Oh, yeah. Blocks can fall and kill you. I forgot about that.
It killed me. I was playing Stranglehold, and it was, you know, a John Woo game, or John Woo film in a game. I mean, I think John Woo actually helped direct the game. Either way, action out the yang. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like running around, shooting, bullet time, slow motion. I was Chow Yun Fat, just straight up killing people. And I did a back dive.
I love it.
McBrover.
It's probably my favorite character.
I did a back dive, and I was shooting, and I accidentally landed on a hot dog cart or some kind of like little dinner tray cart. And it kept moving, and I stayed on it and would continue to shoot and killed everyone around me. And I was, like, blown away. I was like, holy crap. This is one of the greatest games I've ever played. Because I did something that you only see in crazy awesome action films.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
And I'm a huge fan of, like, old action films, you know, like 80s, 90s action films.
Right.
Hence why we're playing Broforce. Now you're back.
Watch this.
Oh, and
oh,
we just kill a lot of people. Is that a turkey with a,
it's a turkey
dynamite
with a bomb
in the butt?
Yeah, it draws enemies close to it and it blows up.
Ah, cool.
You press circle to use your special.
A watermelon. Anyways, so what I did from that point on was once I learned that was actually a game mechanic and it was possible to do that more than once.
Right.
I literally there's a level that's got like an upstairs and a downstairs, but it's all open. You just kind of go up some steps and shoot some people. Mm-hmm. I literally got on one of those little dinner carts and would run, dive on it, shoot everybody, and then like kind of reset it and run and dive on it and shoot everybody, and just had a freaking blast with one of the coolest game mechanics I've ever experienced in a game.
Right. T-Berry, what about you, man?
Good Lord. So many. I can't think of any. No, it's probably got to go back to the old days of Call of Duty when we used to get in lobbies and just run train on everybody. It was back in like Modern Warfare 2 days when it was me, you, Mike, friggin' Derek, some other people.
We were kind of a like unstoppable force.
We were.
Like, we played that game a lot.
But now we're old and 12-year-olds can beat us like it's nothing.
Isn't it crazy how that happens?
Yeah, it's really bad.
I'm also getting old. My bones are deteriorating, so 12-year-olds can beat me in real life.
You know, I actually got to share one Call of Duty moment with you guys. And I don't think I'll ever forget that one either. The day that...
The music died.
Yeah.
Braid!
Braid!
Dude, Braid's cool. Press the circle button whenever.
Oh, vampires, but way up. Anyways, so obviously we're playing Call of Duty, and I like to talk a bunch of junk. And I just killed the Vampire Slayer, the Daywalker. Freaking, we were talking junk with some guy, and he was like, you know, I'm going to own you, I'm going to F your mom, all that stuff, blah, blah. Typical Call of Duty talk.
Yeah,
and
sure.
I remember, like, just talking so much junk. I stopped killing anyone but that dude. You guys were, you know, doing your thing, killing other people.
Oh, he's mad.
And I remember, like, he was prone somewhere, not Resident Evil Umbrella Corps prone, like, actually sitting still prone.
Daryl, let's go this way.
And one of y'all sniped him. And I ran by and teabagged him, you know, just to add insult to injury.
Yeah.
And I teabagged for a kill that obviously wasn't mine. And that set that dude off, and he quit the match. He muted me and blocked me.
That's a great feeling. I actually had that the other day. I was playing ranked Rainbow Six Siege, and I had a team full of mics, and we were communicating, having a good time, and got in a match where we were down 2-0. In a way, ranked match work is you have to win best 3 out of 5, I believe, or 2 out of 3. Basically, if you can win 4-2, but if it's like 3-3, then you go into overtime. And, like, each team is basically fighting for the lead, but, you know, it's first 1-5, basically, at that point. But we were down 2-0, and they were killing us and teabagging us and thought they were, like, hot stuff. And then we come back and beat them 4-2, and, like, we got on the last round, and they started quitting, like, 1-1. I was like, that's what y'all get.
Good Lord. There's so many explosions.
I love whenever, you beat people so bad at a game, they start quitting.
Yeah. I mean, because that stuff... It's a poor sportsmanship, you know? And I think that's why Call of Duty's getting such a bad rap now.
Call of Duty.
Because the people that's associated with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a fun game. It's a solid shooter. But the community is what people might consider toxic.
Toxic,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. But definitely
Tanner contributed to that toxicity for a long time.
The toxicity sure. of our city.
No, money on the wall.
You just drop bees on them. That was awesome.
My favorite video game moment doesn't really have anything to do with teabagging people, unfortunately.
I just self-destructed because you said that.
I'm sorry, well,
I just blew up because you said it didn't have anything to do with teabagging.
I think...
Oh, I got dynamite.
Maybe not so much reaching...
Dude, bro dread! America. Look at that flag, America.
Hey, look at that flag flying. That beautiful star-spangled banner of...
And
you died.
And I'm back.
He's not up the ladder.
Oh, that's you.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
And I died.
Oh my god.
I'd have to say one of my favorite video game moments was when in Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, when you go into the Temple of Time,
that's me. Oh, sorry.
You pull the Master Sword up for the first time, and you're instantly transported to like. 10 years into the future, however long it was, when you become, like, adult Link is what they call him. He's more like...
Not prepubescent Link.
An 18-year-old Link, you know? Mm. Bernie Sanders supporting Link.
How did that die?
Freeloader.
Freeloader Link. But, because, like, the whole tone of the game was, like, it's very... The game's basically like in two parts. It's like you start off, it's like the old school classic Zelda. You're this boy in this world. You're on this adventure, typical save how roll kind of deal. And then it takes this really dark tone where you get trapped in the Temple of Time whenever you draw the sword. And then, lo and behold, you transport to the future, and the bad guy, Ganon, has taken over and the whole world's in ruin, and it's basically it's your job to fix it. It's just a very dark, creepy setting. Like, it went from... Wow! It went from, like, super happy adventure mode to, like, holy crap, the world's in turmoil. This is a real deal. Like, you have to save us, Link. You know, like...
I'm bro Jed.
It went from, like kid to adult in an instant. And
gotcha.
Probably one of the reasons why that game is still to this day one of my favorite games of all time, so...
I just died.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm still alive.
While we're on the subject, one of my favorite video game moments...
Headbanging.
In horror... Using that as like a bro in black,
dude.
You got a little flashy awesome thing, America. Is when the Resident Evil 1, when the zombie turns around for the first time,
dude.
Yeah, definitely.
And definitely. I died.
I'll never forget that.
That was just like life changing.
Yeah, I'll never forget that because I remember I was way too young for the Resident Evil games at that time, and my grandfather has a shed, but it was never really like a.
You them boys been whacking off in a tool shed?
My grandfather had a tool shed, and it was never really used to, like, store tools. Like, he had to build a shed.
Trophy! Tool shed was just whacking off!
Yeah.
Coming again to say the mother every day, yeah!
Tanner's making out with my arm with his hand. He's beating my arm off with his hand.
look at that.
They're pretty much never ending. Those doors, you actually have to like destroy the platform underneath it. That's kind of a weird mechanic, but you destroy the platform underneath it, and then it kills those enemies from spawning.
Got it.
So don't stand in front of that.
And
but,
all right.
Anyways, he had a shed, and,
getting to my life.
I remember my uncle and some of his friends rented some PlayStation games, and like, Tekken and Resident Evil, and they hung out all night playing games, and I remember they went to like the store or something and left the shed unlocked, and I go in there, I'm like, oh, video game, sweet, and like I turn it on and it's Resident Evil, and I'm like, what is this game? And then
what is this?
And I walk around the corner and I see that zombie, and I was like, this is the most terrifying game I've ever seen. Like, ever since I was hooked, like, I was like, I gotta play this. We're so good at this game. We're awesome.
We're pros. For those of you watching, youtube.com/officialprovengamer.
Oh, no.
We are playing. Oh, there's a turkey with a dynamite in his butt. We are playing the freak out some Broforce, and we have no regard for our lives or the lives of anyone else around us.
Or the lives of these filthy terrorists.
And I died. Thank
you for Oh, my gosh. You just dropped boxes on my face. So.
America!
If yeah! All right, so topic number two. This is one that I bring to the table this week. And it is awkward nudity in video games. Mm. And I'm going to let T-Bird us off.
Just go right out the gate. God of War 1.
Explain it
yes.
to us.
Yes.
That weird, like the weird little sex minigame you have.
Yeah.
Right at the start. Just say, oh, God, I died. Oh, wait, I'm alive.
And that was kind of before, like, nudity and video games and stuff had really... Like, we had it, you know what I'm saying? But it was, like, I guess controlled better, you know? And monitored better. That game was like, hey, we're not only going to have nudity in this game, we're going to have a mini game where if you perform these actions with your control...
people will moan awkwardly.
Moan awkwardly. Yeah. You won't see anything, which was kind of a bummer, but... No, I'm just kidding. You won't see anything, but we'll reward you with a ton of orbs to power up your character.
Orbsies?
Saucy man. I had to say Bro in Black is probably my favorite character in this game.
Dude, so I remember I missed the God of War games when they came out. Hey, like, dude. That was... Dear Lord, I died. So came back and immediately jumped to my death.
Wait,
get
back.
Oh, Snake Broskin, America. So I missed the God of War games as they came out. Like, that was a very, very trying time in my life.
What is going on?
Snake Broskin don't take no Fs. Or give no Fs.
he don't take them either.
He don't take them either. Because he ain't gay. He's straight.
Whoever's there, you're going to kill us. Frosty, no.
Anyways. Freaking, I remember those games came out, and I had a modded PS2 at the time. Mm-hmm. That was back when my modding consoles was like the thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had the Blockbuster Flip It Pass. And the Blockbuster Flip It Pass was you could pay like one like subscription.
That's that game where you bop it and twist it?
No.
Oh, okay.
You could pay like a monthly fee or whatever. It's a subscription based thing, and you can go into Blockbuster at any time, and you could rent one or two games depending on which pass you had, and you could rent them for the month. You know, it's very similar to what GameFly is now,
right.
Except for you didn't have to wait to be mailed on you like Blockbuster did at first. And
truck.
So, F your truck. Whoa, America,
what was that?
American, America.
That's, that's Chuck Norris's special.
So, anyways. Yeah. So we had modded Xbox Ones, Xbox OGs, and modded PS2s. And so we would go to Blockbuster, a friend of mine and myself, we had the double Flip It Pass. And we would literally, like, go get two games. He'd go get two games. And then we'd go back to the house. We'd put them in the console. We'd burn them to the hard drives. We'd hand them off to each other, burn them to the hard drives, and leave.
Right.
And the only games that worked for were third-party games. On the PlayStation, because mine was soft modded,
right,
and I didn't want to have to solder anything into my console. So what I did was I just rented anything third party I would put on there, and none of the Sony Entertainment games would work. So I didn't play any of the God of Wars during the PS2 life cycle.
That's a bummer.
I didn't play them until after I kind of grew out of the whole modding and stealing thing. You know, I was like, oh, this is cool for a while, but like, there, and I'll say this, like a brief interjection into things, like, there is something satisfying about purchasing a game.
Oh, yeah.
And this is ultimately why I didn't like modding my consoles and getting them, because I could rent the games and own them, and like, I had all the games that came out, but like, it never felt as good as like, literally going and buying that game and like, just like, I don't know, something about doing it right. So we did that for a little while it was kind of a fad for us, And holy crap, that dude's big.
Oh,
I just killed him.
Wait, I'm alive.
Come
I'm
on
alive.
Up. You're alive, alive, live alive, 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 dead.
I can climb.
But anyway, so I didn't get to play the God of War games until after the fact. So I'm at work at one of my previous jobs, and one of the guys there had a God of War game on the PSP. And I don't remember if it was Chains of Olympus or if it was the the other one. Whatever it was, I can't remember what it's called right now. Ghost of Sparta. But either way, he comes up and he goes, dude, you got to see this. He goes, you ever play God of War? I was like, I sure haven't.
We all
died. I said, I sure haven't. And he goes, watch this. And there's like a little, like two girls and they're topless. And then you like walk up and he clicked on them. And then it like kind of, the camera pans off and you have to like do like a quick time event button combination thing.
Right.
And like you hear him moaning. And that was the first time I ever saw anything like that in a video game. You know, I was like, wow, I could not believe that we had gotten that. Oh!
The trailer killed me.
Yeah, I was a little like shocked about that one, because right. I don't even know that I'd seen like legit nudity in games before God of War. And if I have, I just don't know if I noticed it. And there were, there's games where like, the characters were all but naked.
Right.
Not butt naked, but all but naked.
Oh. Gotcha.
I think it was like Dead or Alive 3, where the blonde-headed assassin chick, if you beat the story with her, she's like very, very close to nude. But like that was, it's kind of, I think that was my first exposure. Now we had like on the PSP, obviously we had little mods or whatever for like old 8-bit games, like Super Mario Bros. There's like a naked version of that. It's like a little nudie Mario running around.
Yeah, I remember that, yep.
And there was some other random like 8-bit stuff like that, but I think God of War was like my first introduction to like, this is where we are with games now that you can show boobies and butts and quick time, sexy time.
Bromator! You were talking about modern consoles. It just got me thinking about... What just happened?
Dude, his gun pushes you back when you're shooting it. And so it pushed me into a hole. I
know. Yeah, but you were talking about modding consoles, and it just got me thinking about the time we modded the Wii. And, like, the Wii sold really well for a few reasons. Two of those reasons was it was really cheap and it was really easy to mod. So people were taking this thing and putting their emulators on it and ripping brand new games. And I'll never forget the look on the guy's face at Blockbuster when we just got homebrew on it and got it modded up, and we went to Blockbuster and we rented all their new releases. I'm talking like Donkey Kong Country Returns and new Kirby game and just a bunch of stuff. And we bring this stack of games to the counter. And the guy's like, how many days you want to rent this for? We're like, one day. And he's like looking at the stack and looking at us, and he's like, okay.
Dude, okay, so we had at the Blockbuster down the road from where I live right now, back when that was a thing, we had made friends there. You know, we started modding consoles for other people and stuff.
Right.
And so literally when new games would come in, like, they would hold them behind the counter for us. Like, we had one guy who would call, because we didn't text back then, I don't think. Texting, like, cost a lot of money to do. He would, like, literally call us and say, hey, this is what came out this week. So
then he'd destroy his phone, body phone.
So yeah. Back then, you didn't have... Well, we had cell phones, but they were, like, $1,000.
And they had a really irritating small green screen.
Yep. I had the first color cell phone that I've seen... Oh, dear Lord. It shows my age.
Yeah. I had a little track phone that my mom bought for me. It was like, I was like 17. She bought it for me, and it had a little green screen and all. It had like an odd number of minutes on it. Ooh. It was like 19 minutes or something stupid. And it's like, don't call me unless it's an emergency. You know, because I'd be like, hey, Mom, I want to go to theaters with so-and-so. She'd be like, all right, well, take your phone and call me. And
yeah,
if anything happens, I'm like, all right.
Somebody tries to abduct your butt.
Oh! Like I just did. Abduct your butt.
So, what you got for awkward nudity in video games?
Oh, man. oops. I'd have to say it is Far Cry 3 for me.
I can see that.
Because it wasn't like the first time or anything, you know, but like...
Sure it was.
I was in the den. Like I was playing Far Cry 3. I actually borrowed the game from T-Bird. And I never got into Far Cry games, and you know, everyone was raving about this game. And I bought it from him, and I was playing it, and I was like, God, this game's so good. I was getting into it, and the story, and the, you know, just the open world, and the hunting, and just everything about the game I really love. I'd like to go back and try to beat it, but there's a scene in the game where you, like, one of the head tribal women gets infatuated with you, and makes whoopee with you. And it's like first person, and she's like above you, and the awkward moment came when, like, I'm sitting there trying to watch it but not watch it, and my wife's looking at me.
You're like, I'm not seeing anything, I got my eyes closed.
Like, stranger danger. So that was kind of an awkward moment for me. I'm not a big fan of that stuff in games. Like, some games do it really horribly, where, like, it just goes on and on, you know? Like, Witcher has its moments. Oh, my gosh! I didn't even think it would kill me. Witcher has its moments where it could be super awkward and, you know, like, I wouldn't say unnecessary, because, like, it depends on, like, your choices that you make and the relationships that you build with those particular women. You know, it depends on, like, your outcome of your overall, like, ending of the game and, you know.
Yeah.
And all that jazz, but
like, plus you're the only one.
America!
Oh! He got sniped, man. He
took a shot to the face.
Oh.
Chuck Norris is dead.
I don't like this guy.
I gotta say,
and I'm dead.
The awkwardness of nudity. The awkwardness of nudity in games is this. It's like when you're playing a game, you know, like, we'll use Grand Theft Auto, for example, because I'm not going to give away my mind just yet. Mm-hmm. When you're playing, like, Grand Theft Auto, you know, like, T-Bird got a trophy!
Oh,
you can deflect bullets with that sword, by the way.
I didn't know that. You're back, Daryl.
When you play Grand Theft Auto, like, the old Grand Theft Auto didn't have nudity in them. Yeah. I don't... Did 4? Or did 4 not have nudity until the DLC?
remember.
I feel like it started. That's kind of where it got wild. Anyway,
they had the coffee shop mod.
Well, yeah, but like they took that out of the original game. I thought. Either way.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5 came around.
But that wasn't even. I don't think that was even nudity. I think it was like fully clothed. It was really awkward.
Yeah. Either way, Satan. When 5 came around, it was like, okay, this is like taking a. I mean, this has already been a thing, you know.
Right.
But like, I don't know. Something. It's just to me. It's like. I get awkward because I'm like watching the game or whatever, and it's like, in my mind I'm thinking what if my wife walks in? I can't skip this. This isn't like a movie where you can like fast forward or skip a scene. It's like if I pause it, it's like freeze frame on the boobs, and you know it's always that. Oh, I just died.
Cool.
It's always that awkward. Like what do I do at the moment? You know, I don't know. Not that there's, I don't know, my wife's never walked in on me doing anything inappropriate or watching the inappropriate. It's like towards me, I had to explain myself. In the back of my
explain
mind.
Yourself right now.
In the back of my mind is like, I know who my wife is. I'll be watching a movie or something, and like all of a sudden people will be banging, and just, you know, kind of out of nowhere, like RKO. And she's like, what is this trash?
They
I'm like,
play,
I don't know.
Yeah, like it's funny because.
I didn't pick it for that. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Like, it's
women
a show.
Have this funny thing, it's like. Hey, babe, let's watch this movie that we've never, ever seen.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly
what
it's about.
Trash?
Let's sit down as a couple and enjoy a movie together like old times. And you put it in and, like, it's an awkward scene. And she's like, what is this? I can't believe this.
RoboCop!
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't believe I'm married to you. Like, what? I didn't know this was in the movie.
Yeah,
like,
why, baby? Backdoor slot sign. I didn't pick that on purpose. I just got shot.
Oh, it's up to me.
But yeah, so my awkward nudity in video games story would be The Order 1886.
And
you're playing through The Order, right? And it's like, okay, whatever. You go to a brothel. At this point in games, there's brothels in several games.
Oh, wow.
And you just kind of like, okay, if I'm going to a brothel, I know there's going to be some kind of nudity.
Right.
In The Order, we go to a brothel, and it's kind of low-key, nothing really going on. It's like, okay, maybe we've caught them after hours or on their lunch break or
what
something.
What is going on? Sorry.
And so you go into this room, and there's like a couple like making the whoopee. And like you throw a dude off of a chick, and like not only do you see like her one boob, her one good boob.
Yeah. Yeah, you see one boob.
You saw the one boob. But then you throw this guy to the ground, and you see his little wiener just kind of rolling around. I was like, whoa.
Rolling around like, on the ground. Like a little graboid.
I'm like, whoa, W. Bush, what do you got going on over there?
This might be like the typical male in me speaking, but the like boob to wiener ratio in that game was way off.
Well, yeah, that's my point, because then it goes, it's like, okay, I saw an awkward wiener scene in the game. I'm like, wow.
Three times.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. And then the end of it, you freaking find the vampire guy. Spoilers. Remember, Luke's all about some spoilers. And then he, like, stands up, and the camera is panned, like, facing your character. But here's this man standing up, and his little vampire dinghy's, like, just kind of hanging out right in front of you with his vampire bush. It's like, what the freak?
Yeah.
What is this? It's like, hey, I hear you like to fight vampires.
He's like,
hey, Blade.
I want to suck your blood.
And I was just like, well, I was playing that game, and like, it's like, I can only imagine my wife going in there like, what is this trash? Vampire wieners? This ain't Twilight.
Yeah. I love those awkward moments when they walk in right when it happens.
Oh,
it's like I've played 130 hours of The Witcher. You walk into 5 minutes. I happen to be with Yennefer banging it out.
And then it's like, in a game like that, where it's like multiple times walking in, it's like, why are y'all, are you still having sex?
Yeah, it's
of
like,
course.
I'm trying to progress the story, babe. Leave me alone. Why are your pants off? I'm sorry.
I thought that's what I was supposed to do to get the trophy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going for the platinum.
It says in the description, take your pants off or the trophy won't pop. I just died. Yeah, so awkward nudity. Yeah, there's another one. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, go ahead.
I got another. I thought about this I was telling the
Terminator.
The vampire wiener story. Is Dante's Inferno.
What a frame rate. Yeah.
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah. Super awkward. Yeah.
The freaking Minotaur, Centaur, Deviltar with the freaking... Oh, I just died. With his freaking 2-foot dong just kind of flopping around the whole time you're fighting him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want to hit you, but I don't want to get hit with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there swinging your sword. That wasn't me doing anything. Yeah, whatever.
And then there's that awkward scene where the demon of lust is like...
Shooting demon babies at her tits.
Yeah, and she's trying to seduce you.
Oh, yeah. I remember that part.
That whole game was really weird.
You think that Dante's about to give in, but he ends up like stabbing her. Which is really cool. No, don't leave me.
No.
That whole game was weird. Isn't Satan butt naked too? Like dong flying.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's like a centaur, minotaur kind of half.
Honestly, did not like,
this humongous wiener. It's like doing this at you the whole time.
He's like the devil from the movie Legend, but naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like reminds me of Jurassic Park. It's like, man, we really went. We created an entire engine for the wiener physics. We spared no expense. It's like I'm sitting there playing the game and I'm laughing. I'm like, good lord, this thing moves around more than anything else in the entire game. Yeah,
we built this whole engine from scratch
just for the winners.
And it's available today
just for the pangas.
what is the pangas?
Pangas is a
it's a wiener.
It's actually a North European term for vena. That's not correct.
Whoa.
Well, this guy's really aggravating. Like, I don't really know how to beat this guy.
Do you hear me, Gurr 666?
You keep shooting him until he dies.
You shooting? Oh, okay. Shoot him until he's dead?
Shoot until he dies. But it's... You're not really sure if you're doing damage to him? It's kind of weird.
I'm back.
I'm dead and I'm back.
I will win.
So,
RoboCop.
Topic number three. We have...
Oh,
the Fae Five. Favorite games. Five of your favorite games. They don't have to be your top five favorite games. It's like number one, two, three, four, and five. But what are five of your favorite games, Frosty?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I just freaking dropped some
Indiana Brones.
That dude's got some big old arms.
I've given this a lot of thought. And it is a tough one. Like, if you have to pick, like, five games, like, just for scenario purposes, like, okay, you have to spend...
Get the guy in the cage.
You have to spend a year in a cabin.
Okay.
Alone, isolated in the wilderness.
With five games.
What would they be, right? They cannot be, like... Because, you know, a lot of people are like, what's one of your favorite games of all time? Final Fantasy. Well, which one? There's only 30 of them, right? So, most people would say, seven, right?
Yeah,
five, probably, seven.
Yeah.
So, that's definitely one of the rules here, right? Like, if you're going to pick a game, it has to be one game from that franchise.
I like it. So, I can't say Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, no. Resident Evil 4, Resident Evil 5. Dang it, I'm out.
You get out. Where did the boss go?
We gotta go back this way.
This way.
Oh. Anyway, I don't know. How about this? Let's do this. I'll name one. You name one. T-Bird names one.
I like it.
Okay. And go.
I'm gonna go with. We talked about it last show actually. Shadow of the Colossus.
Colossi.
I don't know. I just absolutely love that game, and we need to do a let's play of that game, like the week of The Last Guardian coming out.
I had a trance.
I'm going to say all-time favorite game, I'll always have this one, Resident Evil 2.
Fart?
No, just Resident Evil 2.
Okay. I thought those were our missiles. Those are his missiles.
What about you, T-Bird?
I'm going to go Dark Cloud 2.
You know that's available on PS2 to PS4 emulation.
You don't have to sell me on it. I bought it the day it came out.
That's one we could play on the show, because I've never experienced it.
What is Dark Cloud?
It's a video game.
Ooh, that's a good description.
It's like a little dungeon crawler.
Okay.
Very, I wouldn't say it's like a JRPG, but...
Okay. Who made it? Who made that game?
I can't tell you.
It's not a Square game, is it?
No. That's not a Square game. Since we got a cutscene. I'll check on that.
Yeah, definitely check on that. I'd have to go with Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Now, a lot of people say Link to the Past is one of the best Zeldas. Zeldas.
Zelda.
That's how we say it. That's how we say it in the South. America, I don't give a crap.
Level 5 has made it.
Level 5?
Yes.
Okay.
America, 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 America.
Absolutely love that game. I remember that game came out. I think that's why I'm having such a connection with the new Zelda. I had the same feelings as when Ocarina of Time came out. Because I remember when that game was announced and the things I was seeing on that game. Like, For years I kept the Nintendo Power issue of the classic cover of Link in the battlefield with all the, like, the lizard.
Like the Broforce battlefield?
Not quite as chaotic, no.
This game's awesome.
This is ridiculous. I just turned it down to my...
But Link's, like, standing on top of an army of, like, lizard soldiers. And he's got the Master Sword in hand, you know, and he's fighting them off. And years I kept that Nintendo Power. I'm not sure where it went. I think I might accidentally get rid of it somewhere. But
use it for toilet paper?
No, I wasn't that desperate. I wasn't hand. Lost in the woods for a year hand. With five games or anything.
You're still alive.
No, I absolutely love that game.
For how long? I have no idea.
I think that was, for me, that was kind of like the beginning of like the open world games, right? And going back, it's funny because when you go back and play that game, the world is nowhere near as big
as it seemed at the time. Yeah.
Because like you first step out on Hyrule Field, it's like, oh my gosh, look how huge this is. But like,
that's what she said.
Now, like, that one field is like the size of one of the houses in Witcher. So,
and I died,
and he's dead.
You die a lot in this game. Not you, just people in general die a lot.
I'm going to go and say one of my next all-time favorite games would be Duke Nukem 3D.
Like the original
Duke Nukem? The original Duke Nukem. And here's the thing about that game. I really love the beginning of it. The latter levels suck.
They're weird.
They're very terrible. I'm playing through it right now on the Vita, like just kind of casually playing back through it.
They're not made well.
They're not.
At all.
And it's classic Duke Nukem, because Duke Nukem, the Manhattan Project or whatever it is, Manhattan.
You're gonna kill us.
You're gonna get us dead. Like, it's good in the beginning too, and it just starts to suck the later the longer it goes.
I think you gotta press triangle.
The elevator.
Yeah.
And then freaking Duke Nukem Forever starts off really good, and it has some sucky levels. And then it gets good again. There's actually some good ones on there. But ultimately, like, I feel like Duke Nukem has this curse of just, like, really not being, like, consistent. But there's something about Duke Nukem 3D. Like, I played it first on PC. The first PC game I ever played. And the game was so much fun.
Is there a duck in here?
Yeah.
It's a really angry duck.
Oh god!
Jeez!
Oh my god!
Gee, now Harvey, you could die so easily in this game.
Then I played Duke Nukem 3D on Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. I think that's where I played it. Next.
Yeah, because it came out. We're all freaking out.
Yeah.
It had co-op, I believe.
Yeah. And I played it on 360, and then somewhere down the line, I realized that you could tip the strippers. And they had the booby tassels.
Shake it, baby.
Yeah.
You never knew that?
Well, I don't know. I don't remember if I knew it or not. I don't know that I... Duke Nukem 3D came out when I was really young. Ash Brawl. Wow. That's awesome. Anyways. So, I think I discovered that there. I don't remember if I had any exposure to that PC version. Maybe I did. I just don't remember it. Because that was a long time ago. But I just remember falling in love with that game, but it's the beginning of the game. It's not the latter part of the game.
Right.
And as I'm playing through it on the Vita, I played it the other night, you know, for, I don't know, probably an hour or two. No, and I just, like, there's I just don't even remember stuff. Like, there's so much of that game that I'm like, I don't remember it, and I didn't remember how bad it was.
Yeah.
But it still goes down as one of my all-time favorite games, because it's just, it was at a time of life where, like, you know, Duke Nukem was the last action hero of video games. Mm-hmm. He was the freaking Dolph Lundgren, the Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was just like, it was awesome. And then it was a series of just really crappy Duke games that came out. But I loved them, dude. I bought them. I bought the PC versions.
Aye.
Yeah. I remember buying the, I want to say, I actually even bought one of them on iPhone, on iOS, like one of the, I think Duke Nukem, the Duke of Manhattan or whatever it's called. I don't remember.
That was the 2D one, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, did that. Choked. That was me.
I choked and killed myself.
But, yeah. Duke Nukem 3D, even though it's technically not a good game, it's one of my favorites. There's a theme there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I noticed.
I like crappy games. So, my YouTubers.
I'm going to go with Kingdom Hearts 1.
Mm. That's a good one. That's such a good
game. Isn't that a sad one?
Sort of.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
That's kind
of. That was one of those big games that came at the right time for me.
I actually knew nothing about that game when I bought it. I was in GameStop, and I was talking to the guy on the counter, and he's like, I was like, I want a good game. I don't have anything right now. I played them all out. What do I get? And he's like,
Duke Nukem 3D.
Like, bro, Mighty Number 9. No, he was like,
it's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. You need to try out, he's like, Kingdom Hearts. He's like, do you like Final Fantasy? I'm like, nah, really. He's like, do you like Disney? I was like, I grew up with Disney. Why not?
I go hit that flag real fast.
I think that's what got me to.
Yeah.
Like, just growing up with all the Disney characters, it just hit the right
spot. It's such a cool, yeah, definitely. How did I die?
You suck.
Did I die?
No, yeah. you have like some lives left, man.
Yeah, you had 2 lives.
What just happened?
See, I never played any of the Kingdom Hearts games. I still, to this day, have never played one. I remember I had a friend of mine who loved Kingdom Hearts, and when Kingdom Hearts 2 came out, he like lost his mind. And I was like, but that game's got Mickey Mouse in it. Like, there's no way it's good. And literally never gave it a chance. To this day, have never turned one on, despite hearing how great they are.
The kids would love it, man.
I mean, I think I'd probably enjoy it at this point in life, you know, just like, having such a more better sense of what a game is and what good games are, but.
Well, like, we all go through that phase where, like, we don't want to be associated with something we might think will make us look like a sissy or girly or anything like that, right? Like, for years playing fighting games and stuff, I never used girls. Like, Street Fighter, I never used Chun-Li or anything like that, because, like...
Now she's your favorite.
I didn't want to, you know...
Careful.
I didn't want people to, like, see me play Street Fighter game using a girl and be like, oh, use a girl, what a sissy.
You know? You play ball like a girl.
What a pussy.
But like,
hey, shake it, baby.
I, you know, when you get out of that phase and you start, I don't want to say experimenting.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? What? Who's shooting? Why were you shooting me?
Because you were just standing there.
I gotta be honest, I didn't know I was alive. I thought you were trying
You're
to hit
me.
You're
thinking about playing Chun-Li again.
Maybe. And I died again. I died thinking about it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I think there was a definite association at that time in my life with, you know, Mickey Mouse and them being a kid's thing, and I was totally into Duke Nukem and Resident Evil and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, and I think that's your... I gotta be honest, man, I think that's one of your issues with games like Zelda. Like, you don't see yourself playing that game, but I feel like if you were to get that game and play it, like, with your kids... I think they would have a great time.
If they put trophies and achievements on there, oh my God, I just dove through somebody's guts.
That's probably
I really hope that's a thing. I really hope Nintendo adds...
If they don't step up their game, there's no chance of Nintendo getting back in my house.
So, who's on who here? He said Kingdom Hearts. Was this 3?
You're next.
This
is number 3. You're next.
Okay. Chrono Trigger.
Jeez, oh my God.
Actually, talked a little bit last episode about me playing through Final Fantasy VII. I feel like it's a good game. It's definitely a really important game.
Oh, my God, come on.
What just happened? What? Who did that?
You wouldn't move.
Yeah, you're not
Don't
moving.
Blame this on me.
You got me killed.
Don't blame this on me.
And then when I spawned, I was still tapping
you
X.
Suck it, Broforce.
Yeah, that's not my fault you can't talk and play games.
Pick me up.
Just check me out.
You forgot your friend.
Look at me.
Release me.
Chrono Trigger sucked.
Really? Oh.
He's like, hey, Mr. Anderson. Oh, whoa. He put his hand up like, whoa.
Oh,
bro.
God.
Whoa, bro.
How did you die?
I'm just kidding. Chrono Trigger is really cool. If you like kid games.
Yeah, I'm playing through Final Fantasy VII now. And it was one of them games that were like so overhyped. And I was tired of hearing about it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this game. I'm going to give it an honest shot. I bought it for PS1 back when it was super cheap. I don't know how much they're asking for now. Because, you know, like.
It's expensive, man.
Retro games now just such skyrocketing. Yeah, such a fad. But when I got it, it was like 15. And I tried starting it twice and just couldn't get into it. And then I finally got, whenever they announced the Final Fantasy VII remake at
PSX?
Or was that E3?
No, it was PSX, first PSX.
Okay, when they announced that and they were like, you can download Final Fantasy VII today. I downloaded it. And I'm playing through it. I'm about 35 hours in and I'm really enjoying it. But it's funny because I had this conversation with Chris Fowler from Fight Stick Guy. Shout out. Like, we come from a generation that was so spoiled with a game like Chrono Trigger. And, like, it's just awesome gameplay and story and everything that, like, it's hard for someone like me to play a game like Final Fantasy and get into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like Chrono Trigger is just a way better game. And, but it's awesome.
It's been so long since I played Chrono Trigger. Like, I don't know that I could honestly compare the two without being a troll. But I do remember. Oh, snap.
You can double tap forward and run. So you can.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You just now telling us, and it didn't
matter. But I do remember liking Final Fantasy better than Chrono Trigger as a kid. But I haven't played through. Final Fantasy was the first RPG I ever played through. Like, that was the first turn-based RPG I've ever been through, like, and I actually that I ever finished. I remember trying the older games, you know, other stuff like that, but it just was never caught my interest. And Final Fantasy VII and Final Fantasy VIII were just like,
yeah,
they just struck a chord, and I was like, man, this is awesome. And then I got the Parasite Eve 1 and 2, and then I got Final Fantasy IX, and I remember not liking that one because it went back to like the little kiddie versions of them or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just, like, I don't know.
7 was very mature. Like, it was when they were starting to break out in the 3D world and all.
Yeah, 8 was great.
Yeah, 8 was good, too. But 7 was a huge deal. Somebody actually posted on my Facebook, somebody posted a trailer, like the original trailer for 7, like the TV trailer. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy to see that because that was, like, when Japan and was starting to show what it had as far as like game development and like more marketed, right?
Oh my god.
Granted, I mean, you had like Mario and Zelda, which were huge in Japan, just as big in America, but like it was unheard of to see like a JRPG be so successful and have like TV time, you know what I'm saying? So
it was a big deal.
Yeah, it's definitely a very important game, and you know, I'm enjoying it. I don't feel like it's quite as good as other RPGs that I've played. You know, Chrono Trigger being definitely me number one in my books. One of my favorite games of all time. So, about you, number was it
two, number four? Three. We're on three. Still on three. I'm gonna go. I think Parasite Eve 2. If I have to pick one, I remember Parasite Eve 1 being amazing, but I think I like Parasite Eve 2 better. It's been so long since I played them. That I don't remember what it was about 2 that I liked more. I just remember like there was something, I guess, gameplay wise about 2. And I started playing back through them on my Vita, and I just remember that's one of those games that even though I don't play through it and haven't played through it in years, I bought them as soon as I got a PSP and could buy them on the marketplace, the Sony's PSN store, and I put them on my Vita. The day I got a Vita, and I love the Parasite Eve games. And I started playing through Parasite Eve 3, the third birthday, not too long ago, and I didn't finish it. They really jacked the story. It's really wild and crazy and very Japanese, even more so than the original Parasite Eve games.
Right.
But I remember just that is one game that even though I haven't played through it as much as I played through other games, Parasite Eve 2, it just is one. I just remember anytime I think about favorite games, that's one of the first ones to pop in my head. That's another game I'd love for us to play through is Parasite Eve. There's to be no trophy pops, no dubstep, but you know, just
the maybe dubstep.
It was turn-based RPG with survival horror aspects, and you could move around, you know, during the battles. And it was like the first time I'd ever done that.
Yeah, that little did we know that would actually become a huge thing later.
So,
number three, T-Bird. Are you on number three? Oh my gosh, I'm going to die.
T-Bird number three.
No,
how am I supposed to go after that?
T-Bird
thing?
Number three.
How am I supposed to go after that thing? Jesus. Woo.
Maybe edit that out. Please.
I just died.
And you're back. I'm going to go with God of War 3.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
That's a really good game.
I died.
The thing was,
I waited for that game for a really long time because I didn't get a PS3 when it first came out to get the game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I beat the games. I beat 1 and 2 while I was, like, stoned out of my mind because I had to get my wisdom teeth cut out.
I thought you were about to tell us a weed story. No. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I remember.
So, yeah, I don't know when did the game come out? Was it a launch game or
no? It was like 2009, I believe. 2009 was when all the really good PlayStation 3 games started coming out.
Yeah,
because it came out in 2007, close to 2008, because it came out a year after the 360, and it came out and its launch title list was kind of rough, and it didn't have trophies. It didn't start updating the trophies till 2008, 2009. Okay. And that game came out with I don't remember the exact time. I think it was 09. I'll look it up because I'm dead.
Wait, Frost down here.
I will say this: I didn't play through that game all the way through on the PS3 because the copy I got was gifted to me was messed up, I think. So I actually didn't go back and finish that game until
the PS4.
Such a good game.
You're back.
Oh, that was my favorite.
No way.
Moonlight Rose, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Their special is they summon the old man to fight with you.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I'd like crap myself.
I'd have to say Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater.
Oops. Oh, good lord.
My opinion, it was the definitely the best Metal Gear.
We were right there the entire time.
It's super weird, too, because they went back in time, you know, like usually when they do a prequel, it's kind of like a filler game until the next one, right? It's like we got I believe it's Ascension came out
before. Ascension came out.
It actually came out after 3, didn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, it came way after.
Yeah.
Ascension came out like and they released the God of War Special Edition console, all that stuff.
I thought I died.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God, spikes.
I don't know what happened to us. We just died.
Yeah, something happened.
But anyway.
Could have been a fart.
I can't focus.
God of War.
I'm not talking about God of War. All
right.
What were you talking about?
That took us back in time.
You're saying about Ascension.
Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake
Eater. Oh, yeah.
Awesome game. I remember when it first came out. It was around my birthday, I believe. And I remember my grandmother asking me what I wanted for my birthday.
I'm dead.
I was like, look here, woman.
Oh.
Did we all just die?
We all just died.
What just happened?
Oh, God.
Metal Gear Solid 3 has brought us some bad juju.
Wait,
I'm Blade. We got this.
I'm Indiana Brones.
I'll just start cutting everything.
Such a good game. It's the whole survival mechanic where you have to kill snakes and literally eat them to gain your stamina. The camo is just amazing. Like, there's some camo. There's a camo in the game that's looks like tree bark, it's like if you're just like laying in grass, it's a really really bad camo to use. But you can like lean against a tree and like squat down, and the enemies will like walk right by you. Different face paints and stuff you can... Oh, my gosh. Almost dead. Different face paints you can unlock.
Jeez, what is going on?
The boss battles are still very, very fulfilling.
Frost, get down here with us.
Like, when you fight the end, the sniper...
Oh, yeah. How did I know?
Like, it took me like an hour and a half to fight
everyone an hour to do
and
that
it was...
One.
Oh, my gosh, it was so amazing. I was so, like...
Wait, are you talking about that sniper fight?
Yes.
Okay. There's a funny thing you could do. You could get you could engage that fight, leave your PlayStation off for like a week, come back, that guy will be dead in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember something like that. Yeah, there's different ways to beat them. You can tranquilize them. You can, because there's actually a sniper rifle you can find that shoots tranks in that area, or one of those three areas. You can just straight up kill them. You can sneak up on them. There's so many cool.
Couldn't you
things
kill
like
them
that.
Before you get to actually fight like that fight?
Ooh, I can't remember. I know there's a couple ways to beat them. But I don't know. And I think that's the thing that really depressed me about Part 5. Even though Part 5 had like...
How did you live through the spikes? That's not fair.
Because I'm magic.
Boondocks, bros, bro.
Hey, wait. Pick me up at the top.
Like, even though like 5 had great gameplay and all, and it was gorgeous, like, I felt like it was very lacking because the boss battles just weren't as good. You know? Like, it didn't have a lot of them weird, quirky characters
God,
that we used to see.
4 was so good.
And 4 was good, too, yeah.
I need to play that.
It's good,
wild,
man.
Dude.
It is wild. Definitely. They could have ended this series on 4. Just
technically, 4 is the end.
It is the end. They could have ended it, like, just there. You know? Like, they didn't have to make 5. You know, I'm very grateful for him making 5 and, you know, showing us that he still has it. And he's just... He is who he is.
That
he's creative.
Save
yeah.
me.
But, yeah, it's... I don't know. I still got to go back and beat 5.
Yeah.
Everyone's telling
too.
Me, oh, you know, because my complaint with the game is it just doesn't feel like Metal Gear, and there's so many elements missing.
Which is crazy. It took you 80 hours to say that.
Well, I mean, the gameplay was just awesome. But, you know, you get wrapped up in the game, and you're playing it, and it's like you don't care about time. You know, I wasn't timing myself. But eventually I got to a point where it was like, okay, I'm 75 hours into the game, and... I fought
and
maybe
I'm
two
dead.
Bosses.
I'm
they
dead.
Weren't really that great.
I'm dead. I don't know. What's
there's
going
really
on.
No character development here. Snake hasn't said hardly anything. You know, like it's a very mysterious game. Everyone's like all wrapped up and quiet and who she is and what she means and all these fan theories. And I'm like,
she's
I don't,
the best
just,
part of the game.
Just like, fan service. Really, that's all. She
and
means.
My thing is like, and this is unpopular opinion, but I think D-Dog was better. Like he was a better companion. Like, he was just more useful in my opinion. Like.
Dude, she can snipe, bro.
She can snipe, but sometimes it gives away your position. And then when she's in position, she hums the whole time. It's really aggravating. Like,
so what you're saying is you don't like women.
I'm a sexist bigot.
Complains about having a really hot video game character in a game.
This is the longest I've lived without dying.
Oh, God.
I know.
You said
we were on
died.
A roll. Dude,
you
both
can
of us,
jump, you
both
can
of us
jump
down there. Both of us down are down there, dude.
Kill him.
Kill Satan and then pick us up and then kill Satan. Together.
But
good lord.
Yeah, I need to go back and finish it. But Metal Gear Solid 3, one of my favorite fives.
That is one game that I just did not enjoy. That is the one Metal Gear game that I just literally did not like from the jump. And which is odd because I adored the first one. Had a blast in the second one. The fourth one was just I played through it and played through a awful chunk of it before they had the trophy update. Then when I went back to the trophy update and I went back and tried to beat the game, you know what I'm saying, to get all the trophies or get a bunch of trophies.
Mega Cockster.
Dude, that's sick.
Oh lordy.
We're fighting a boss called Mega Cockster.
Oh god, I died.
It's a giant helicopter.
Oh god, Daryl, it's up to you.
It's up to me. I can
do
this.
Wait, it's up to
and
now
we're back.
Across
the no, we're dead. So I went back and I forgot, how did they do the view change in Metal Gear Solid 3. The original one had the crappy camera angles.
Whenever PS2 went through that phase where it was like introducing online play, which was super hit and miss and only had like a very select few titles.
Outbreak Files.
Yeah, Kojima created Subsistence,
yes.
Which was a re-release. And with it... Oh, God, that smells so bad.
That really is bad.
With
oh,
it.
Oh, no. Neo.
Bro,
Neo.
My eyes are watering.
Neo. Oh, God.
Neo.
My eyes are watering. Anyway, on Subsistence, they created it where it was the third-person camera where you can rotate, like we know now.
Rotate.
And rotate, yeah. And they gave us the online, the Metal Gear Online. And they also gave us the original... Metal Gear Solid Snake games that were on the computer.
And I'm dead.
Which were the ones that were actually created by Kojima. They weren't just like, you know...
overseen by Kojima.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Okay, so my number four would have... Oh, God, I just got squashed by the elevator.
Did I kill you?
You just squashed me.
I didn't mean to. I'm not sure. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
My number four would have to be... I'm torn between Marvel Ultimate Alliance and X-Men Legends.
Oh, man.
Because I'm going to go with Ultimate Alliance. And as much as I like two, I'm going to stay with the first one. Just because of how much I loved the first game. But I love the X-Men Legend games. I love the Hunter of the Reckoning games. I love the Ultimate Alliance games. Like the four-player just freaking... Mm. Squad run around wrecking everything and love how you could like destroy all the
yet
stuff
to
in the
play
rooms.
Diablo.
I've played Diablo.
You're back.
It's not the same.
Diablo 3.
I played Diablo 3. It's not the same. It's cool and
it's
I like it.
Exactly a lot the same thing.
It's not the same thing. You don't have Wolverine.
I'm afraid that I die.
You don't have Wolverine and Reckoning.
Hunter of the Reckoning?
Yeah.
No, but you got that really cool priest that has the cross that freaking evaporates everything. I don't dislike Diablo. I just don't own Diablo. You say it like I...
You own Diablo. Diablo owns you.
You come at me like I didn't like Diablo. I like Diablo just fine. I just don't have it. And there's no good reason why I don't have it. I just kind of
teeth hurt.
It's because it's too expensive right now. They won't drop it in price.
It's because they keep making it better.
Because it's Blizzard.
Yeah, that's true. But the Ultimate Alliance games, Ultimate Alliance 1, that'd be the one I picked. I just, man, especially going into a new generation and getting one of those right off the bat. I got, like, almost all the achievements on the 360 version. And then I bought the game again for PS3 and played through it for a while. I was like, oh, this is so good. And then realized it didn't have trophy support.
Who did that?
We all just died.
That was me.
You killed all of us? So, how about you, T-Bird? What's your number four?
Oh, God. Skyrim.
Scrim.
Play it safe.
So good. I cannot wait for the HD remaster.
With the godlike rays.
Godlike rays.
I don't know what that is, but I like it. I want it.
I have no idea what it means.
It's a fancy term.
Can we not kill the helicopter?
No, we
got to. You have to scale up the building. You said Skyrim. I'm thinking about mountains here.
If it was Skyrim, we just take a horse and go straight.
No, I tried to. What the? Jump on the thing.
I'm trying.
Yes, flag. Yes.
We're back.
Oh, God. Oh, and
we're all dead. Oh, my dear Lord.
That escalated quickly.
But we spawn at the flag?
No.
That's a checkpoint.
Okay, cool.
Checkpoint, bro.
Run. Nah, so, dude, I put so much time in that game.
If you had to estimate how many hours you put in that game, what
too much. I don't even have a number.
You don't want to know?
I don't want to know. I don't want to know if it's like a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Oh
kind.
My gosh, dude! You
got how many days you had in that game?
27.
You have more time days in one game than I probably do in all of my games put together.
Oh, you have to shoot those barrel things to hit the.
I get it.
Yeah, they got to launch up and hit them.
Save me!
I'm trying.
You play a lot of Scrim, didn't you?
I played a metric ton of Scrim.
Is that more than an F ton?
Whoa! What happened to me? Maybe.
We did it.
That one time. Yeah, so I bought that game the day it came out.
Were we supposed to kill it right then?
Yep.
Yeah, we shot the barrels too soon.
Oops.
I was a huge Oblivion fan. I played a little bit of Morrowind on the computer.
Chill.
It didn't really...
Oblivion.
And I guess
it didn't really resonate with me that well. Oblivion, I got it. The day I got my 360. And then I ended up getting like Call of Duty 2 and then Gears of War. I actually got the 360 for Gears of War. That was my...
It was Elder Scrolls Morrowind that is the one I didn't like.
Yeah, Morrowind was very dated.
That was OG, wasn't it?
That was... yeah, it was OG. It was also... it started on PC.
No!
PC.
Oh, I'm back.
But...
your PC, bro?
Oblivion was awesome. I remember when I got my 360 and I got that game. I probably stayed up like every night
till
like 6 in the morning playing that game. I didn't get any sleep playing that game. That game was so good.
We did it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, like, until the very end, I thought I was...
I'm not really sure what's going on right
now. I was the Boondock Bros.
Not gonna lie, I died like 3 times getting like caught on those barrels. That was awesome.
So this is number 5?
Yep.
I think this is number 5.
I'm going to go with something...
Oh, wait. Yeah, it's 5. It's 5.
Yep, this is lucky number 5.
Five.
I'm going to go with another oldie, another good one. I've pulled a lot of older games out
in
this list. For somebody who claims to not be a huge retro fan.
I didn't even get to do anything.
Battletoads and Double Dragon.
God.
Dude, my brother and I played a freak ton of Battletoads and Double Dragon.
So hard.
That game was hard as balls. I've never beaten a Battletoads game.
Well, who has?
Well, Cray has now. He's got Rare Replay. But.
It made it easier on that
the
one.
The one on there. Actually, no, I beat that one. But they give you unlimited lives.
Yes.
It's actually super easy.
Wow. We need unlimited lives for this game.
We have unlimited lives. Obviously. This game reminds me a lot of the NES game Guerrilla War. It's like a top-down, not really a twin stick. You have sticks, but like you could
die.
You know how like when Contra, whenever you beat like the first stage, you go into that top-down view? It was like that. But it was like super fast-paced. You had like unlimited grenades and unlimited lives. And it's just super fun shooter for the NES. Kind of like Jackal. Did you ever play Jackal? You were the Jeep. You could shoot in different directions and all. It was kind of like that, except you were soldiers.
It reminds me of NARC, which is another one of my all-time favorite games. My dad and I played NARC, like, so much.
Wasn't NARC the rail shooter?
No, NARC was your, like, 2 little cops. And you get this little car, and it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're back.
I'm back.
Oh, jeez.
I love,
Oh, jeez.
That'd be an awesome topic for sure. Favorite music scores video games.
But you run around this little car, and you get, like, little place, and you go do drug busts, and you could arrest people or kill them. And, like, you had, like, all these meth heads that would come running at you with bombs strapped to their little trench coats and stuff. And it was a little side-scroller shooter with the option to get in a car every couple levels. Really, really, really good game.
Seems like I remember that game. Speaking of Rare Replay, I actually played that a while back. And there was a game on there that I didn't even know was a Rare game that I played on the NES called Cobra Triangle. And you're in this little boat. And you go through these like series of missions. Like one mission might be like escorting... One mission might be like escorting a mine to like a certain area and dropping it off, or like escaping like this weird dragon creature that's chasing you.
All about the dragon.
But you had a little gun on it you could shoot, like clear enemies out of your path and all. And I remember like I saw it on there and I was like, I didn't know Rare made this game. That's so sick. I'm going to play this game. I haven't played this forever. And I don't remember how bad it was. Like, it's crazy how when you're a kid and you play a game, right? And like,
he's
really cool. When you play a game and you think it's like the greatest thing in the world, and then when you go back and play it, it's like, this game hasn't aged well at all, actually. Like, yeah. I'm not sure why I like this game.
Final Fantasy VII is kind of like that for me. Like, I like the game, and playing it on the PS4 is cool, but it didn't age well. But you play something like Max Payne, and I feel like it did age well.
Oh my god. Hey, you could jump on top of that robot and hijack it. I forgot about that.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, like, certain games age well, certain games don't, you know? I feel like there's a lot of games on the Super Nintendo that age really well, because they have a lot of them have that same art style as games we see now, like Odin Sphere, or like... what was that? It was on the tip of my tongue. I lost it. I don't know. They aged well, right? Like, the 3D... Shovel Knight was what I was thinking. Like, that really fun, just, you know, creative 2D platforming game. Because there's actually a lot that goes into, like 2D platforming, right? Like, I've seen some videos of, like, people, like, developing a 2D platformer. And you wouldn't think, but, like, there's actually a lot that goes into it, you know? Then you have, like... That your overall atmosphere and music and bosses and all the elements that make a game really good, right? And that's probably why one of the reasons why the Super Nintendo to me is one of my favorite consoles of all times, because I can go back today and plug it up and be like, this game's really good. I'm going to play it and enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? Whereas, like, there's some games on, like, the 64 that might not necessarily age that well, you know?
Favorite game on Nintendo 64? Resident Evil 2.
All right.
Just blew up. You killed us, Daryl, with your...
Good Lord.
You killed us with your franchise bias.
It's just a good game, man. I know a good game when I see one. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to break...
I got one more.
Oh, freak, dude. I'm going to...
Do you have one
go
more?
Go for it.
We'll go RE4.
Ooh, good
choice. On the GameCube.
Yes.
That's the only way to play.
God, that game's so good.
I didn't realize that you hadn't laid out your number 5. We died so many times.
Oh, no.
That I had forgotten.
And I died.
How about...
I'm back.
God. How about... Let's talk about Nintendo exclusives and how many really awesome exclusives there were.
Resident Evil 1, Resident Evil 0.
Oh, jeez.
4.
Oh, jeez. What am I doing?
Code Veronica.
Oh, that was Dreamcast. My character.
What is happening? That was a good one.
No, you're in the robot, I think.
No.
No, you're dead.
I'm alive.
No, I jumped in the robot and you blew me up.
Oops. I didn't know I could do that.
I think that's what happened.
Oh my god!
Anyway, it was interesting if you look back, like, how Resident Evil 4, of all games, was a GameCube exclusive. Like, in an era where, like, the PS2 was still kind of, you know, like, Nintendo was still very relevant in the console wars. If you want to call them console wars. I mean, we have console wars, per se, by then, but...
Yeah, we did. They had commercials for it, Gen 2.
I don't think it was really quite as bad as it is now. I think social media has a lot to do with that.
Actually, there was a book written about the console wars between Nintendo and Sega called Console Wars.
Sega does, but Nintendo?
No, it will.
I don't think it's ever changed. I think it's just more wasted time.
Maybe it was bad and we just didn't know it because we didn't have, you know, and that's something I talked about with my wife, like how we have everything right before us, you know, like back in the day, we didn't have. We were just kind of like, hey, this is our new Zelda game coming out, and it looks really, really cool. We didn't know, like, you know, it's getting delayed, and there's drama between the dev teams and, you know, Nintendo. And, like, I don't know how... It'd be interesting to go back and see how long it took for the mass media to find out that... Press triangle, I think?
F that robot.
Jump on top, press triangle. There you go.
Oh, my Lord.
He's really, really slow.
Bow down to me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. I died.
Okay, so there's pros and cons to
it. Bow down to me.
Somebody. But oh, God. I get killed by a box.
It'd be interesting to go back and see how long it took the mass media to learn that, like, Nintendo and Sony were having beef. Nope. And, like... That truck just squashed me.
I just got in the head with a freaking missile. I'm not going to lie. After all these hours and hours of podcasting, I think my video game skills are being depleted.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Well, this game is like... This game, you can die a lot. So.
Alright, so now everyone's given their number 5. Let's go to Super Mega Rapid Fire. Pew pew pew, 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 America.
I'm so tired, America.
Let's bust out just a couple quick fire topics that we wanted to bring out. Starting with everybody's favorite Breaking Bad actor becoming Zordon.
Yes.
For the new Power Rangers movie. Tell me this thing isn't shaping up to be a sick movie.
It really is. I'm really excited about this movie.
Y'all want to buy some meth?
It's just kind of weird, though.
Rangers.
I got meth.
The meth lab is being attacked again by buddies.
Like, whenever it was announced that Bryan Cranston was going to be Zordon, like, I was just sitting there waiting in anticipation for people to post memes of Zordon with the hat.
Oh, dude, it happened instantly.
Like, God.
So.
I would hang a poster on my wall of that. Bow to it.
All right. What about you, T-Bird? Are you ready for some freaking Power Rangers? God, my
idea. What kind of question is that? What kind of question is that, man?
I think the worst part of this movie, though, is going to be no Ivanhoe's.
Yeah, it's going to be a little hard to go. Does it blow?
Oh, what? You just killed me before
there's
I become
explosion.
Me. Yeah, I just actually went and bought the Power Rangers Turbo and the Power Rangers movie on DVD this past weekend. And my kids and I watched it, and the Power Rangers movie is still as good as I remember.
It's still so good.
It's still good. It's still,
oh, yeah. Me and T-Bird actually watched it here. I think we were like house sitting one night.
Yeah, I think it was all three of us watching.
Y'all were making out?
Yeah, but yeah. It was,
dude, that's what we need to do for the next show.
Make out.
Oh, no, no, no. What's Ivanoo's?
But, yeah, we were like, oh my gosh, Power Rangers movie. We turned it on and we're like, this movie's so awesome.
It's still good. Like, the Power Rangers suits were awesome.
Welcome to my nightmare.
You know, yeah, the Ivanoo's as a character was freaking hilarious. Mm-hmm. Where's my autograph book?
Such a good villain.
Power Rangers.
So,
oh, I can't wait.
The next topic of super mega rapid fire would be the NX and its digital / not digital / might be a cartridge thing. How are we feeling
about
it?
What happened
so
to us?
There's a lot of rumors circulating around the NX because, like, you know, right now the NX, as far as we know, is still just a code name, like the Neo or the Scorpio. Or Scorpio, whatever. And there was a lot of rumors speculating that this was going to be digital only. There's a lot of rumors speculating that it's going to go back to cartridges as opposed to CD media.
I do earthquakes.
It's just kind of weird.
I'm dead.
You know, being in 2016 and or well 17 next year, and having to like blow on my cartridge for it to work.
I don't think it's going to be cartridges. If it's going to be anything other than a disc, I think it might be memory cards like the Vita, you know, or something like, you know.
Yeah. But it'd be interesting to see either way, you know, like. Where do they go with this? There's so many rumors speculating. I don't know. Like, cartridges were cool, but I don't really know if I'm ready to revisit that. I don't know if I want to have, like, even if it's like little Vita memory cards, I don't know if I'm ready for just that, you know.
I don't know if I'm ready for the another Nintendo to fail.
That too. But but at the same time, like, what if they're getting ready to usher in something like they had for, like, the Super Game Boy where you could play your Game Boy games on your super, right?
You mean like Retron?
God.
What? No. Like, okay, they had a 3DS. Like, what if they're making it so you could play your 3DS games on your home console?
Kind of like the Retron.
Would you stop saying Retron?
Retron.
You can play other games on it. You can play Game Boy games on there.
Sure.
Like have ports and holes and spots for all the Nintendo medium. Yes, yes.
Well, I like
you
it.
Like it. So.
I still got to find the course. So
it'd be interesting to see. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not ready to.
I'm ready for this thing to come out so that you can finally just know what's next for Nintendo.
That's what everyone. That's what everyone
us,
wants.
Save us.
Well, I don't. I'm not interested, but like I'm ready for you to know. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for you as a Nintendo fan.
You also have children.
Yeah, but they like PlayStation. They're
would
good.
Be super. No, you I like bet. PlayStation.
They love PlayStation.
You're molding them into your little.
They
minions,
have Minecraft.
Your little trophy gaining minions.
They have Minecraft. You don't have kids yet, but when you do, you'll learn. The Minecraft that takes over everything. Nothing else matters. No matter how many games you buy, nothing is Minecraft.
I'm over there.
Like it is. Ridiculous. I buy games all the time for these kids. Freaking Minecraft. I bought Puppy Rescue for my kids. Minecraft. I buy games all
the time. Get out of there.
You'll see. Minecraft's not going anywhere. It's going to be here forever.
What is going on?
Dude, that
you
was
just shot
awesome.
The chopper down.
You just punched the chopper down.
That was your chopper. It was supposed to pick you up.
Oh, snap. Oh, get us out of here.
Get
me
out of here, Chewie.
Get me out of here.
Yes. Yes.
America.
Yes.
All right. How do we feel about the Neo and it not shortening the PlayStation 4's life cycle? It's just going to be a premium product sold beside it. Do we even care?
Anyways, I'm a huge Nintendo fan. And
do we even care about any consoles anymore?
I do. I care about Nintendo's console.
If you don't pre-order it and buy it day one,
you don't care.
You're banned from saying Nintendo on the podcast.
If Zelda. All right, first of all, we are an unbiased, fair and balanced podcast.
Fair and balanced PlayStation podcast.
Your mom's a fair and balanced podcast. I died.
That's what you get.
That's what you get.
Oh, no.
Assuming Zelda's.
Surprise.
Not at all. Assuming Zelda doesn't get pushed even further.
It will.
I love your positivity, T-Bird.
Mr. Positive.
Assuming it doesn't get pushed again.
Rip, bro.
And it comes out day one with NX, I'm probably going to pre-order it and get it. I say probably because it depends on finances. But I
wow, we all died.
Really, really, really want to enjoy Nintendo again. And the NX, I feel like there's a lot of talk around it, which was more than we got with the Wii U. The Wii U was just kind of like, you know.
Here's the thing. Here's what
the marketing. The marketing was really good.
Here's what tells the entire story to me. The fact that you don't already have it pre-ordered and you're not already paying on it tells me everything I need to know.
No, it doesn't.
And
no, it doesn't. I'm not even sure if it's available for pre-order. We don't even know what this thing looks like. We don't know what the control looks like.
Exactly. My point exactly.
Just keep. We don't even know if
this thing's actually coming out in March.
We don't think it's coming out at all.
No, you in see? March. We don't know if it's actually coming out in March. We don't know anything. It's still very, very new.
It doesn't
new.
Exist. That's what I'm getting at.
But there's talk. There's it's buzz. It's more than what we got with the Wii U, which is what is exciting me. The Wii U was a really, really, really bad idea.
I think Nintendo being great again is a pipe dream.
Daryl, you're the only one. And that's it.
Did you know a pipe dream is actually like a real bad thing?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a pipe to dream about.
How about this? Speaking of dreaming about pipes, what about that Deep Silver guy getting roofied?
That's awful.
He roofied himself.
Is that how that story panned out? He roofied the girl, but he roofied himself?
There was
This is really funny how I came across this.
I was on Twitter, and...
You're on BillCosbyRoofy.com?
I was on... There's actually a wholesale website where Bill Cosby sells you roofies to serve at a party.
Right.
That's terrible.
Right. Let's get far away from this one.
What are you seeing?
Oh, Lord, no.
It's not so bad if you think about it.
It is.
Actually, yes, it is.
Well,
I was on Twitter, and there was a guy talking about Mighty No. 9.
Oh,
he was on Twitch, and he actually did a speed run of the game. He beat the game in like an hour and a half. He's on Twitter. His name's at Will J. Powers. And
don't give him a shout out.
I was like,
he just got his kill for not moving.
Yeah, Frosty.
Thanks, Will J. Powers. You just got his kill.
Anyways, I'm on Twitter, and this guy was talking about doing a speedrun of the game, and I messaged him. I was like, what's your honest opinion, Mighty No. 9? Just to see, from a fan's perspective, what it is.
Oh, my Lord. Look at
little that. Did I know, kill them all! God, God!
Oh, we're back. We're back, Daryl.
Little did I know that this guy was actually a PR rep for Deep Silver, the publisher of Mighty No. 9. So he's, like, selling the game. He's like, expecting a Mega Man game, this isn't it. But it's got some solid gameplay mechanics, And he's like, he's selling this thing, right? And I noticed in the guy's bio, it says at Deep Silver or something. And I was like, are you serious? Come on, man.
Yeah, you take that silver that real
was,
deep.
That dude was, he's hacking. I'm telling you.
He's using modifications. NPCs using modifications.
I look him up on Google to check this guy out. And apparently this dude is a PR representative for Deep Silver. And there was a story that circulated a while back of a guy that was at E3 party. Oh my God. It was like a pre or post party. It was post party. And he was with this chick, and apparently someone was trying to roofie her, and he drunk her drink and got drugged by the roofie.
Oh my God. Just died.
That's awful. Like that's and he wasn't the only one, but it was just funny because
so everybody drank her drink?
No. This guy was going around dropping
what
roofies.
What did she have?
There was a guy going around putting roofies in different people's drinks.
It's like, what do you see? Someone's going home with me.
I'm getting something.
Oh, my God. One way or another. This game.
Resistance is futile.
Oh, Lord, no.
There's so many missiles.
Oh, jeez.
What
is going on?
I know what's going on.
John McClane.
What? Kill Satan.
Oh, Satan's right there. I can't. There's...
Don't you have to bro punch him as the Terminator? Dude, one of your people died. Why aren't you shooting?
give me a second. I had to do some fancy footwork.
Whoa, no! And you That was my head. Oh, my God. All right, that's it. Remember the Loot, episode 36 in the Brooks.
In the Broody.
In the Brut.
What the freak is all that? Like, what is this?
I don't... those are all the people you kill.
Oh,
allegedly.
Gosh.
Yeah. I kill a lot of people. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. If you're listening, go to our YouTube channel. It's a Twitch. Ooh, wait,
Twitch.
No,
YouTube.twitch.com.
I was testing it. You passed. YouTube.com/officialprovengamer. Check out all the videos we got. We're gonna be doing news videos and, oh, and all kinds of jazz.
Broth Lundgren.
And all, yeah.
I just died.
Yeah. Daryl, where can they find you?
They can find me dead as they can be at Resident Daryl across all the socials. Across the Twitch, I just pre-eroculated.
I'm up top, dude. Save me.
I just shot that out, really. Yeah.
Anyways. T-Bird.
Right. You can find me. Oh, my God.
I'm the freak on.
Hey, we're back.
I'm back.
You can find me on Twitter at T_Bird803.
Why are we all at Twitch? Twitch is just taking over everything.
It's been a long night.
You can find me on...
And you can find me on Xbox Live, Twitch, PSN at T-Bird803.
Find me on PSN at MGS_Daniel25. You can find me on Twitter at MGS_Daniel25. Remember, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can email the show at RememberTheLoot@ProvingGamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at RememberTheLoot, LOOT and LUTE. Well, we don't play that. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/rememberTheLoot.
Robocop, don't give no F's.
And you can hit us up on our Facebook group. We'd love to have you be a part of the discussion. Go to facebook.com and type in Remember the Loot Podcast in the search bar.
All that.
And, yeah, be a That's part of it. The family. Be a part of the community. We'd love to have you.
Holla. Holla at your boy.
Now I'm super tired. I'm going to go home and...
beat my wife.
Stay up and play video games all night because I'm rebellious and
I'm dead.
In America. That's my right.
Rebellious? Bro force. That's it. This has been our 4th of July American special. America.
America!
If yeah!
Try again.